We continue in our journey through Kapitel Chav Zayin, chapter 27 in Tehillim. The beautiful chapter we recite, L'davar Hashem Ori V'Yishi, recited between the beginning of Chodesh Elul, through the end of Sukkis, through Shmini Atzeres. And today I want to draw your attention to a beautiful pasuk. David HaMelech writes, Achos Sha'alti Me'is Hashem Osa Avakesh. The Ribbon Shalom, God, I ask one request of you, one request I have from you, and that I will seek. Shifti Baves Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. Allow me to dwell in the house of God all the days of my life. Lachzos Benoam Hashem. To gaze at the beauty of God. Ulevaker Beheichalo. And to visit or to sojourn in His holy space, in His holy spot. And the Malbim, as many of the commentaries point out, when David HaMelech says, Achashati, I have but one request. So strange. You only have one request of it. Again, it's a beautiful request to go ahead and shifti baveis Hashem, to dwell in the house of God. But that's not the only request. You need health. You need parnasa, livelihood. You want children. You want shalom bayis. No one has but one request in life. And yet David HaMelech says, No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need to ask you for anything else. The only request I have is shifti baveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Allow me to dwell in the house of God for my length of days, all the days of my life. And the Malbim says something so beautiful. The Malbim explains that David HaMelech understood that when you have a meaningful and strong relationship with Hashem, everything else falls into place. Now, this is not to mean that our relationship with God takes care of all of your problems. And it does not mean that our relationship with God thereby gives you every single thing that you ask for. But what David HaMelech was trying to teach us is that a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the tools to be successful in life. Because when you have a meaningful relationship with God, you are able to appreciate your blessings. You understand that everything you have in life is an incredible gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many times in life, we have such beautiful things right in front of us, yet we fail to fully appreciate their beauty. Sometimes because we just take them for granted, and other times because I don't even realize that it's actually a gift. But our relationship with Hashem opens your eyes to the beautiful blessings you have in life. And a relationship with Hashem is able to steady you in times of difficulty. Because we all encounter challenges, we all encounter difficulties, and sometimes the realities of our existence are so overwhelming. We want to understand why. We want to understand what's the tachlis, what's the purpose. Things happen and I say to myself, but God, I'm doing everything that you asked of me. I'm living my life, I think, as you had wanted me to live it, and yet this happened, that happened, this tragedy, that catastrophe, and even if it's not in my own life, and I look at the world, I sometimes see things that don't make any sense. And David HaMelech teaches us that when you have a relationship with Hashem, it doesn't answer all of the questions. Our relationship with Hashem doesn't always give you the answer to that most incredible question of why. But our relationship with Hashem steadies you. Our relationship with Hashem anchors you. Our relationship with Hashem provides you with something to support yourself in times of difficulty, in times of adversity, and in times of challenge. This, says the Malbim, was the beautiful request of David HaMelech. Achos sha'alti me'es Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, there's really only one request I have in life. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Let me dwell in your house. Let me establish a relationship. Let me create a closeness. Because if I have that closeness, that'll give me the strength to meet my challenges and give me the wisdom to appreciate my blessings. Give me a relationship with you. Allow me to create a relationship with you, and Hashem, everything else somehow, some way, falls into place. This is our job during Chodesh Elul. You know, Elul is alluded to in many different psukim, but of course, perhaps the most famous one in Shira Shira, Mani Ledodi Vedodi Li, I am to my beloved is to me. So many times in our Judaism, I'm a good behavioral Jew. I fulfill all of the dictates and mandates and obligations and behaviors that are expected of me. But there's only one little thing that's missing. Relationship. I keep Shabbos, but I don't feel Shabbos. I keep mitzvahs, but I don't feel mitzvahs. Maybe even I learn Torah, but I don't feel it coursing through my veins. The avoda, our job over Chodesh Elul, is yes, of course, to be meticulous and careful with the details and behaviors, but to create that shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. To try to figure out, what do I need to do not only to be a good behavioral Jew, but how do I create relationship? How do I create the relationship? That's our avoda. That's our job over Chodesh Elul, over Yamim Noraim, or in the words of David HaMelech, our job during these sacred days. Shifti beveis Hashem koyim echayai. Hashem, give me the wisdom and strength. Help me establish a relationship with you. Because once I have that, I truly have everything. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.